Welcome, rock and metal fans. Coming to you from the barns of Amish country and pastures of cows are those two bad boys of rock and metal. B1 Bomb and the Smuts. Bringing you the best rock and metal bands from the 80s and 90s. And today, playing and discussing music from the featured bands with special guests, interviews, contests, and much more. So grab a beer and turn it up. It's time for the Headbangers Vault.
Welcome, everybody, to the Headbangers Vault. I'm the B1 Bomb.
And I'm the Smuts. What's up, everyone?
How's it going, everybody? So, what's up with you here, Smuts?
I'm just, you know, drinking the Bush lattes, yeah. keeping the economy moving, you know, yeah. Forward.
It needs to go forward. Well, we're in your house once again to shed a little happiness on everybody's lives.
Yep.
And hopefully you guys are all happy and everybody
had a good week.
Yeah, good week and got through the work week and we're here in your homes. A little bit of happiness and cheer spread it your way.
Got a little something different tonight. Yeah. B1 had an interview with our band that we are going to feature tonight.
Yeah, that would be Grave Robber.
Out of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, local band. Excited to interview these guys.
Absolutely.
We're going to play that here a little bit later towards the tail end of our podcast. And yeah, these guys are something else.
Yeah, if you like the Misfits, Glenn Danzig, these guys are perfect.
The Kinks, the Cramps, they're more of a Christian horror punk band.
There we got the Reverend back.
Yeah. And then these guys make it work too. I mean, that's pretty
unique. Pretty good.
Yeah, they make this all work and click. And if you've never seen these guys in concert, you need to go see them. I mean, you'll be shocked.
Yeah, they put on a show. I saw some videos, and pretty interesting.
You and Smuts are going to go see these guys as soon
Definitely.
As they start touring again. We're going to make a beeline to Fort Wayne to see them.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, we really want to check these guys out. They're pretty cool. Their members are, for better lack of...
They have not their real names.
Wretched is the lead vocalist, which he's the one we're interviewing later, and there's... Mm-hmm. Plague, Viral, Grim, Carcass.
Yeah, some good names there.
Yeah, these guys got some pretty unique
kind of like gore
yeah.
names.
This is called Zombieland. Kicking off right here.
I just watched Zombieland 2.
Yeah, so that's
earlier
a good one.
Today.
That's a good one. Yeah, these guys got quite a few albums out here. They have...
I don't want to say... I think they have six.
And then they got...
Six studio albums.
They've got two EPs, too. And one of them is a Christmas album, which we played some of that on our previous podcast. So, Smuts, what did you like as far as these guys? Did you have a certain album that you really liked?
Actually, to tell you the truth, all their albums are pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't really say I liked one better than the other.
Yeah.
But they stuck to their roots from the beginning to now.
Yes, they did.
With their new album, their newer album.
Their new album, Dry Bones, which came out in 2019, is more of an acoustic. You'll hear Wretched talk a little bit about that later in his interview. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the album You're All Going to Die. Now, that one really stood out more than anything for me.
Okay.
That was a good one. Yeah, these guys are...
Yeah, really, the lead singer, it really reminded me of Glenn Danzig a lot.
Yeah, he's got that very deep-throated kind of voice, vocals. Yeah.
Got the Elvis kind of...
Yeah, that's it.
The heavy, heavier Elvis.
Yeah.
Tone.
Yes, he does. Now, these guys actually have their own record label called Rottweiler Records.
Okay, yeah, I saw that.
Which they have some other Christian bands from local areas that are on that, which I had no idea. They first started on a Retroactive Records, and they must have formed their own record label, which is pretty smart.
Yes. Then you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
You don't bow down to the man.
Yeah. So these guys are very, like I said, unique. Here's a song, The Night Evelyn Came Out of Her Out of the Grave.
Yeah, I like this one. That just straight Misfits.
Yes, it
is. Brings me back to my childhood.
You can tell these guys definitely have an influence from the Misfits.
Reminds me of when I had my Megadeth jacket and I had that Misfits patch on there.
I remember that.
My jean jacket.
Yeah.
Throwing it out.
Yeah, remember that jean jacket quite well. We all
don't think I can fit in it anymore, but I'll tell y'all, I might try.
Oh, yeah. We all pose and take a picture with our old jean jackets. That'd be quite
That'd be awesome. It might be kind of tough to get out of them.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's these guys, you know, they're fairly popular around the area.
You got any record numbers or... I was trying to look that up. I could not find any. I couldn't
find any either. I assume they probably sold quite a bit throughout the years.
Right. Yeah, they're a very interesting band. You just check out some of their videos on YouTube. It's
interesting.
They're really good. Yeah, it's very interesting.
I don't know how these guys can perform with those masks on.
Oh, yeah.
It just blows my mind. I'm just playing an hour set with those heavy plastic.
Oh, and it's already hot up there on stage. Yeah. And then you got that other stuff on there. I mean, it's just pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Plus not being able to see half the time, probably, I'd guess.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, check out some of their videos. They look like a bunch of zombies and ghouls.
Yeah.
With this heavy, really extravagant kind of Halloween masks on. And they've got these big skeleton glove hands and...
Yep.
Ripped up kind of shirts, and it's the same blood, and yeah.
Walking Dead on stage.
Yeah. I like this song. Yeah, this is
good.
Telltale Heart. This is a good one.
Yeah.
They kind of slow it down a little bit too, some of their songs.
You know, I like that.
So this is one of my favorite by these guys.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's good. I like it.
I believe Wretched actually talks about this song when I interview him.
Really?
It's got a kind of a double meaning for the band. Do you have any ones you like?
Good bass on there?
Yeah.
Well, I left my notes at home once again.
Uh-oh. No. How about this one? You're All Gonna Die. This is another one I really like.
Yeah, I like this one. I like Altered States, I think.
Okay.
Also, I like I Want to Kill You Over and Over Again.
That's a good one, yeah. We'll play that one next.
Yeah, I like that one.
Just to give you folks out there a little kind of heads up on some of their song titles. Fill This Place With Blood. Burn, Witch, Burn.
I like that one.
Skeletons. Last Man on Earth. Valley of the Dry Bones.
I can see, well, our buddy Landers.
Yeah, we'll give a shout out to him.
We'll give it a shout out. What's up, man?
Yeah.
He loved these guys. He kind of turned us on to these guys.
Yes, he did. We're going to
get
him.
We're going to get him to go with us to that show.
Yes, we are. If he's listening, Landers, you're coming with us. I'm sure we won't have to pull his leg too hard on that.
No,
one.
I hope not, because we can't move it probably.
Now, this is the acoustic version that was on Dry Bones of I Want to Kill You Over and Over Again.
It's different.
Yeah, it's a lot different.
I like
good.
It.
A little bit more acoustical, kind of slower version. Yeah, they even got some pretty cool guitar leads in some of their songs, too. Which
absolutely.
Is pretty
I was
amazing.
Very impressed, and I liked it. Yes.
A lot of these kind of bands, they don't really put much you know, lead guitars in most of their songs, and these guys actually have, and right. It's pretty sweet. It's much like this song, Auburn States.
Yeah.
This is a good anthem kind of song form right there.
It's kind of pumped.
Yeah. Now, these guys used to be called the Migraines.
Really?
They were more of a punk band. And believe it or not, they did play in the town we're in. Back in the day, they had this big Christian rock festival.
Really?
And the Migraines played, and I actually talked to them a little bit, not knowing that these guys were going to turn into Grave Robbers.
Right.
Who would have thought?
That's crazy. I remember that.
Yeah, it was a big hoopla in this town. They had like 5, 6, 7 Christian bands, which probably never happened before in this town.
Since.
Yeah. There we go, Smuts. Maybe we need to put something together.
I don't know anything about that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about putting bands together.
Oh, no, you wouldn't know nothing about that.
Parties. New to me.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we ought to do that sometime.
Well, I'll discuss it.
That'd be pretty interesting to see.
Need to find a venue.
Yeah, it'd probably have to be a little bit outside of town because, I don't know, I think we'd all get in a little trouble.
Yeah.
This is called Curse of the Werewolf. It's a pretty scary song.
That's what I was hearing last night, but it wasn't a werewolf.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. I'm joking.
The coyotes running last night around your area.
No. Talking ladies.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is one of their more heavier metal kinds of songs. Yeah, these guys are growing on me. I'm going to be playing these guys a lot more now.
Absolutely. I got all their albums on Apple Music now, and you can find them on Apple Music, YouTube.
Okay,
you can pretty much find them anywhere.
And they
look up Grave Robber.
And they also have a Christmas album that's really good.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to play that next Christmas.
Yeah,
with my Twisted Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good. They even do a cover of the Kinks, Father Christmas, which they have a video that's really cool online. If you want to check it out, it's really cool.
Yeah, that sounds straight Glenn Danzig right there.
This is some heavy music right here. We got a whole bunch of them we could play.
Yeah,
this
just
whole.
Play them. I like them all. You're All Gonna Die. Nightbreed.
Yeah, I forgot about the Nightbreed song. Let's play that one.
That's a pretty good song. That's on the same album as Curse of the Werewolf.
It's the Nightbreed.
No, I just remember listening to Misfits and just loving that when they would do that.
Yeah, you were the one that got into the Misfits before we even knew who they were.
Yeah.
Remember, we even tried to play out a little Misfits band called Geneva Assault.
Geneva Assault. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember that. I remember I was playing on the, what was it, the Bucket? And you guys were singing, and then Bonesy had the guitar, and then pretty soon I got a drum kit, Chewy got a bass guitar. And
I still couldn't sing.
Well, hey, we made it work.
I couldn't get an instrument for that.
We made it work.
I guess they do that a lot nowadays. That would help me out.
Now
anyone can sing.
Yeah, anybody.
If you're good looking and you can speak, I guess you can sing nowadays.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I'm not good looking, but I can speak.
Well, that's half the battle right there, Sylvester.
I'm 50-50.
Now, these guys have done a few cover tunes, and this is one of them. This is Love Hurts by Nazareth.
Yeah. Their own take on it.
Yeah.
like it.
I did find the B1 dug deep.
Uh-oh.
And I found a song that these guys did.
Dug deep into the pulpit.
Yes, I did. And this one's a shocker.
Uh-oh.
They had like an EP that I guess you could get through something, the fan club or something like that.
Okay.
They'd send you some of these songs, and with the magic of YouTube, I found this little ditty right here. Let's see if you can guess this tune there, Smuts. This is a little bit more shocking.
Okay. Well, this is,
he's got it, folks. I can see it.
Cindy La Madonna?
Not Madonna.
Who's that?
Wait till you hear the chorus.
I know the song. Time After Time.
Yeah, by Cindy Lauper.
Cindy Lauper. Okay, I said Cindy Lauper or Madonna. I couldn't remember who sung it. But yeah, I love that song. Love the original. This is good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they put their little spin on this song right here.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to turn the clock back to Christmas.
Santa Claus, why? Why are you dating our twin Mitri? Why?
Yeah, one of my favorite Christmas characters is the Grinch.
Grinch,
yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So you guys pretty much get the gist of all this, of what Grave Robber is all about.
Right.
And the music they play. They're a pretty diversified band. For the most part, yeah, they're a cool horror punk type of band.
And pretty awesome live.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know, the music's awesome, but, you know, some bands just do it better on stage.
Yeah, definitely. So, me and Smuts, we're going to make a road trip sometime when
definitely
things start loosening up, and we're going to go check these guys out. We're going to report back to everybody and have some live clips, we hope.
Hopefully concerts come back soon.
Yep.
Hopefully we have concerts. I'd love to go see these guys.
Me too.
Love to meet them.
I would too. So that's going to be the Headbangers Vault goal for this year, is to meet these guys and go see them in concert.
Yes.
So, yep, you guys heard it here. Grave Robber.
Check them out.
Yeah. We're going to go to our live interview with Wretched here, and we'll meet you back here in a little bit. Unfortunately, the Smuts couldn't make it to the interview. He was busy that night.
So, yeah, we'll check out the interview.
Yeah, and we'll meet you back in a little bit. Hey, this is the B1 Bomb from Headbangers Vault, and tonight we are interviewing Wretched from Grave Robber. How's it going, Wretched?
It's going wonderful. Thank you for having me here tonight.
Very welcome. I wanted to ask you, first question here, how did you guys come up with Grave Robber?
Well, it's very interesting. The original members of Grave Robber were gathered one Sunday evening in our particular koinonia. And our leader was talking about a passage in Romans 6 that says you are dead to the world. And so we thought, great, we're dead guys. And then shortly after that, we took communion, which is blood and flesh. So I guess we're zombies now. We are the undead. And we were big fans of the Misfits and really wish there was a band that was like that.
Definitely.
So here we are 15 years later.
Oh, yeah. Now, I did read that you guys got your name from a Petra song. Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
We liked the concept of the song, and the name just sounded really like it would upset little old church lady. We thought it was perfect.
Yeah, that's right up my alley.
Oddly enough, little old church ladies actually get it. So I'm not sure it worked out so well.
Now, I want to ask you, how did you guys get signed by Retroactive Records? I know they're fairly up-and-coming Christian record label. How'd that come about? Some with your first album, that is.
Some of the members of Grave Robber were in another band called The Migraines.
Oh, yeah.
And we submitted a demo to Retroactive, which got rejected. Mm-hmm. At the last second, I threw the brand new recording of Grave Robber into the same package, thinking, why not? Maybe he'll want both bands. We never in a million years thought that Matt Hunt from Retroactive would want Grave Robber. We thought he would like The Migraines, but it turned out it was the opposite.
Interesting. I actually seen The Migraines in the town we were in back in the late 90s. They came around with a bunch of other Christian bands and performed, and I believe I met them and talked to them a little bit. It's kind of cool how things morphed into Grave Robber.
Well, Grave Robber had a handful of songs that were kind of misfits-ish, but not quite there.
Gotcha.
And so it was a natural progression, and then it wasn't that long after Grave Robber began, 2 years later, that The Migraines played their final show, and it was over.
So are you guys thinking about touring here in the near future after we get through some of this COVID craziness, or what's on the horizon for you guys?
Are we thinking about touring? Well, only every waking moment.
I believe it. As a musician, I'm sure you're ready to get out there.
We have a new bus. We have two new band members that have breathed a lot of life into the band.
Yeah.
We have new songs. We are all five of us getting facelifts, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
New costumes, new staging, and more mayhem and pandemonium.
Hey.
So yes, we are ready to get out playing again.
Oh yeah. Do you have any personal favorites, any fan favorites, or what you got that you really like to play?
It's interesting that when we put the set together, we know that there are tried and true songs. Certain songs that just have always been crowd favorites. So we tend to stick to the crowd favorite, even though that may not be our personal favorite songs. For me, one of my personal favorite Grave Robber songs is Valley of Dry Bones. And we don't play it live because it doesn't go over as well as, say, Reanimator or iZombie or Army of the Dead.
Okay.
So we play the songs that the crowd in general tend to like.
Okay. Now, this is one of my favorites by you guys. I know it might be kind of crazy, but I really love this song, Telltale Heart.
Yes. At the time we wrote that song, all of the members of Grave Robber were married.
Okay.
And we were touring quite a bit. So it's basically a song of dedication to our wives. It also has a double meaning, well, a triple meaning.
Mm-hmm.
The song is written from the perspective of a kind of a stalker, shall we say, who's completely enamored. That's what it sounds like on the surface.
The reality
is, the way that the stalker is stalking the girl in the song is the way that we felt about wanting to get home to our spouses.
Okay.
There was no chance that our eyes are getting on anyone else, only our wives.
Uh-huh.
It's about dedication. It also, the third side of it is, it's written from the perspective of Song of Solomon, where the reanimator is so enamored with us. He's crazy about us.
Yes.
Can't take his eyes off of us. So it has several layers of meaning.
Wow, that is awesome.
Plus, we got to do a 50s doo-wop thing at the end that was really fun to record.
Yeah, I could see some influence on that. I wanted to ask you about this song. I really, really liked on your Dry Bones album. I really love the acoustic aspect of it. And I really, really love this song. I just actually listened to this album today, and this is awesome. So what did you guys, I mean, as far as inspiration, as far as doing this album as like an acoustic, you know, with covering a lot of your tunes and kind of redoing them acoustically, was that just something you came up with, or?
Well, it happened out of a kind of bad situation where we lost a drummer, but we were booked to play a gig.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of canceling it, we worked up acoustic versions and showed up and played acoustically, and the audience really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So we thought it was a good idea that at some point we would record some acoustic songs. That was years ago.
Okay.
In the meantime, a guy named Connor Starchild, who's on the record,
mm-hmm.
recorded a version of Last Man on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it was really great. He just was a fan, recorded the song, and we really enjoyed his mm-hmm. version of it.
Sure.
So we said to him, if we do this project where we invite other people to be on the album, would you be interested in being on it? It kind of hinged on him. If he would have said no, then we may not have done it.
Uh-huh.
He said yes. So we recorded 5 songs and then asked other people to submit their songs. And
Okay. It's
that album has a special place for me because it was a chance for people outside of Grave Robber to be involved with Grave Robber.
Interesting. Now, I'd have to say, I really like your Christmas album. That's pretty cool. I love some of the videos you got for it, too. Especially Father Christmas. I really love that one. That was very good.
That's probably my favorite. I'm a big Kinks fan, and I really like that one. So we thought it was funny that so many people wrote us off. Halloween band. We're like, we're not a Halloween band. We're a Christmas band.
I love your version of the Grinch. We actually played that one of our I think Christmas specials that we did on the past podcast. You know, I was like, I had to throw that in there. It was great. I'll probably play that again next Christmas, too.
Yeah, play it every Christmas. Oh. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, that was part of our goal with Christmas Records, was to record songs so that people would play them every year. They revisit it again.
Gotcha.
Every year, it becomes new. So it's something that we really enjoy as a band. And
of course,
you know, being the people that we are, we like to, you know, celebrate that time of year because we celebrate the Reanimator and everything he's done for us.
Amen to that. You guys have your own record label, which is, what is it, Rottweiler Records, I believe, with some other artists signed to it, too?
Yes, Rottweiler Records is owned by Sean Browning. He's the, I guess, for lack of a better term, he's the alpha dog of Rottweiler Records and signed us and a whole bunch of other metal bands. And there's only 2 other punk bands on the label, Lust Control and the Jericho Harlot.
Are they local bands as well?
Lust Control has been a band since the late 80s. Doug Van Pelt, who ran HM Magazine, the lead singer. And so that's one of the bands. And the Jericho Harlot is from, I believe they're based in the Cincinnati area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A few more questions here. Now, what's your influences, musically-wise?
Let's see, Miley Cyrus, Sonny and Cher, Lawrence Welk.
Oh, come on.
No, the Misfits, Alice Cooper, the Ramones, the Kinks, as I said before, Kiss, David Bowie, a lot of theatrical bands, but on a musical level, probably the biggest 2 are the Ramones and the Misfits. Yeah,
some good stuff right there. Yes, my co-host, who is not here right now because his daughter has volleyball tournaments, he would just be eating this up right now. He's a big, big Misfits fan. You know, I'm ready to go see you guys on tour sometime.
Yes. Yeah, we're ready to see us on tour sometime, too.
Yeah, I'm hoping you guys can get out there, and I assume you are based out of Fort Wayne, right? Is that where?
That is correct.
Okay, we're not too far. I'm down south of you guys over in a little tiny town called Bern, Indiana, which is not far from Decatur, so we'll probably be heading up to see you guys here as soon as we can.
I'm very familiar. That's, you have Swiss days down there.
Yeah, we'd love to have you down for Swiss days. That'd be awesome. I'm sure you get a lot of feathers ruffled when you come down here, but probably in a good way.
If we ruffle feathers, then we know we've done our job.
Hey, you might win over some Amish fans too.
One time we were playing in Pennsylvania at an outdoor festival, and we were on stage, and an Amish buggy drove by very slowly, and on the back of the buggy there were two little children, a boy and a girl, and as the buggy went by, I looked at them and pointed my bony finger at them and waved, thinking that they would be afraid of me, and instead they just waved right back.
All right, well, one more thing here. Who's some of your favorite Christian metal bands?
Let's see. Oh, one. We tend to have our favorite bands be people we're friends with. And mm-hmm. One of them is Death Therapy. Mm-hmm. Jason Wisdom is okay. A very good friend of ours. Of course, we like Demon Hunter. I mean, who doesn't
definitely.
Demon Hunter? And Living Sacrifice, they're good friends of ours.
Okay.
And we've been on tour with War of Ages, so they're good friends of ours. Mm-hmm. Broken Flesh, mm-hmm. We've toured with them several times. And of course, anybody that's on the roster on Rottweiler Records, Taking the Head of Goliath, they're amazing. There's so many good bands on Rottweiler. I don't think we have time to list all of them. Yeah. There's so many bands that are just phenomenal talent that's out there, and we're always humbled by being around them and being able to share the stage with any of those bands.
Definitely. I'm going to check out some of those other bands, too. So I hope to see you guys here soon. You know, I'm really excited. I had a friend of mine seen you guys years ago, and he still doesn't stop talking about that concert. I think he said you guys hit him in the chest with a bottle of water, and he never forgot it.
Wow. I don't remember throwing any water, but I wouldn't put it past us.
After he told me that, I said, yep, I got to go see these guys sometime. I'm definitely down to see you guys. So,
well,
yeah.
thank you for having me tonight. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Mr. Wretched. Thanks for talking to me here at the Headbangers Vault. I very appreciate that. And I'm going to get your band out there, and I hope more people hear this interview and get your name spread even more.
Thank you so much. Greatly appreciated.
Yes, sir. I thank you, sir. And hey, God bless, and you have a good night.
Thank you. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Well, that was an interesting interview.
Yes, it was.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah. We'd like to thank Wretched for coming on
Definitely.
To our show.
Thank you very much.
Give us some of his time to do that interview. It was real interesting. Real cool guy. I hope to see him live in person at
Absolutely.
Some point, performing with Grave Robber.
That'd be cool.
You know, we really enjoyed that. We hope to get more bands on
yes.
here in the future.
Yes.
And
we're going to be working on that. We're going to work on some other stuff.
And what do we got coming up next month for our next show?
I think we're doing the joint with Sipe back.
Ooh.
The Motley One vehicle
yeah,
we parked Sipe's out
coming
front.
Back. Due he's to popular
back.
Request.
Yes, he's coming back. And we're going to do a joint Metallica Megadeth episode.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Because they're kind of tied together
yeah.
forever.
Yes, they are. And you'll
in time.
You will find out why. Just tune in to our next episode in a couple weeks to find out.
Yes.
So, thanks everybody for joining us here. This has been an interesting show.
Mm-hmm.
Become big Grave Robber fans
oh,
now.
Yeah.
And we
Absolutely.
Hope you guys do too
yeah,
out
check
there.
Check them out.
And it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, do the normal, like, share,
follow,
yeah.
Check out Instagram, Facebook,
mm-hmm.
YouTube, and remember what Nikki Lang says.
If it's too loud,
you're too old.
Yeah. Keep rocking, everyone.
God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Headbangers Vault. bring you the best in rock and metal music and music talk with your host, B1 Bomb and the Smuts. Check us out on your social media pages, Instagram,
no tears this week.
And YouTube. If you'd be interested in being a part of our show or advertising with us, please visit our webpage at headbangersvault.podbean.com. And remember, if it's too loud, you're too old.
Remember, time after time.
Time after time.